Hi, this is Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Welcome to my screencast on getting started with the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook. The Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook really enables you to very efficiently connect your Facebook application, or for that matter, any application, to Windows Azure using this toolkit that we have. So, the toolkit was developed by Jim Zimmerman from Tusi in collaboration with the Microsoft Developer and Platform Evangelism Group. And in this screencast here, I just wanted to show you how to get started, so how to set up the sample applications that are contained in the CodePlex site, what you have to do to make it run and work, so you can run through the samples and kind of explore it for yourself. If you're looking for a more deep dive experience on what different pieces are in the solution, what projects are there, and how they fit together, then please check out the other screencast that Jim Zimmerman and I did together on what is in the toolkit and kind of how the different pieces fit together. All right, having said that, let's look what we have to do to make this work. So in order to make the applications work that are contained in the solution, we first of all, obviously, you have to download the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook. You have here the link. It's the bit.ly link to Azure FB. And then we have to create or have already a Facebook developer account. And I'll show you how to do that. And then with a few simple changes, you can get the application run. And that's really it. So easy as those three steps. Before jumping into the sample solution, I want to show you what the Azure Facebook solution actually does. So let's have a look and then jump into how we get our application work.
To show you how easy it is to connect your Facebook application to Windows Azure using the different storage mechanisms, I opened here the Azure Facebook solution, which is part of the download of the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook from CodePlex. And I set the Azure Facebook.cloud as the startup project for the solution. So you can also see that I connected my SQL server here. So I can actually store any comment that we add in the SQL. And I have my blob and table storage, which we'll also use. So let's just fire this up. And you see the build started here. That should just last a couple of seconds, and then it will start up all the instances, and finally then launch the browser, and the browser should come up with a login screen for Facebook, and that will show us the Hello Azure test application that I already created on Facebook, and I'll show later how you can set up your Facebook account with an application basically that you can connect to. So let's see, here's the browser coming up, and we are connecting here, and with any luck we'll get a login screen. Okay, I enter my credentials, and now I'm connected to this simple application basically, and there's really not much to it. All it is that you'll see in a second, it's a little bit of text, basically. It also grabbed my username, kind of. So it said, "Hello, Gunter from Facebook in Azure." And then leave a comment for us, and you can enter comment text. So let's just say something. Yeah, this is cool. And obviously my spelling is not very good, but that's okay. And then we create this, and you see in the status bar of the browser, the comment was successfully submitted. So now let's check out if that really happened. So we can actually look here at our tables in Windows Azure, and the table that we're looking at is the comment entity. So let's see if there's any comment in there, and yes, we are lucky. Here, this is the comment that I just entered. Now let's also check SQL. And for SQL, what we look at is the SQL Server Management Studio. And I just execute a little query here that looks for the comment. And you see the comment was added here too. So we are in good shape here. So first, we have to create a Facebook application. I'm assuming you already have a Facebook account. So we can actually go right from our CodePlex site. So we have the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook CodePlex page here. With some information on the toolkit, with information what does the toolkit include, And then down here, we have a section that says, how do I get started? And in the how do I get started section, we have some handy dandy links that get you really up to speed. And the first one is set up Facebook developer's account. And that is exactly what we want to do, to set up the Facebook application that we then can use to connect to Azure. So let's do that. Let's click the link here. And now you see, I already am logged in my account. And you see, this is the developer page. On the right-hand side here, you see there's a section for my applications. Currently, there's no applications there. So I can just create a new one. So let's create a new one here. And what I have to do is I have to give it a name. So I just give it a name. Simple Facebook Azure, Azure app. And then I agree with the terms and conditions. And I create the application. And now we have our application set up. And now we just need to do some more settings here. So in the basic information here that you see, the essential information, you have the application ID, API key, and the secret. These are really important things that you'll need in the next step to change the solution that you downloaded to make this connect to your Azure storage accounts. So anyway, you, in addition to that, you can set descriptions, icons, languages, and so on. But we really don't want to do that currently. So what I want to do is go to the canvas here, because we need to do the setting here. So we need to provide a canvas page URL. And I just say it's also simple Facebook Azure app. And then a canvas callback URL. And that is actually our localhost on port 81, because we are testing against our local developer environment, which is on localhost. And then we kind of copy this and we go to connect, and we need a connect URL, and we actually also connect here through the localhost port 81. And now we are almost done actually, but we need one more thing. We need to set the migrations here, the new data permissions. That is currently enabled, we set that to disabled, and now we can actually save the changes. And that's really all you have to do to set up an application in Facebook that you now can connect through the solution to the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook, difficult word, to check out the solution and to test that. So now let's see the solution, and let's see what we have to do there to connect the Facebook application to our storage account.
After you download the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook from the CodePlex site and you unzip the folder, you'll get a structure like this. So in my case, I unzipped those files into the simple Facebook Azure app. That's the same name as I named the application on Facebook. So having said that, we basically go to the trunk here and we go to the source. And here you find the Azure Facebook solution. And that is what I opened already. And I opened it in Visual Studio here. So you see we have here the solution. What we now need is from our Facebook application, we need those important things like the API key, the application secret, and the application ID. To make this a little bit easier, I already copied this in the web config file of the Azure Facebook.web application. And I open it up here, and if you scroll down here, then you find here the application settings, and all I need to do is copy the application settings into the right spot. First the API key, then the secret, and then we have to basically say the callback is on localhost 81. That's what we already said. The application name, we named it to simple Facebook Azure app. And then we just copy the same thing and put it in here. So this is really all that you have to do to make this work. In addition, I have here my database connection, and if it's the first time you're running this, you'll have to create a database that you need, and you'll find a script here, a DB script, that you can use to create the database and the tables that you need for you. So in addition to that, there's a couple of connection strings that I have to change, and these live in the Azure Facebook .volker role. So we take this app config here, and you see here the data source is not the one that is provided here. That is my machine name here, P, and that is it for this one. And then we also have to change that in the Azure Facebook.data.sql app config file. So we do that here, and we have the same thing here. So we just replace it. So mine is a default database, so I don't have to do anything else. To test this, we really need to set this as a startup project. We save all this. And now we can build and run this, and it should just work as advertised. The browser will launch, and we'll get to our Facebook application site. All right, that looks good. So now I have to log in. And now I'm asked if I want to allow access for this application, and certainly I do. So I just say allow the access. And now the application will come up in a second here, so we hope. Okay, you see, so we have here, hello, Win Azure from Facebook in Azure. That is my name here, Win Azure. So we just say something. Okay, that was easy. And now we create the comment, and we can check again if the comment really was done. So in this case, we just stopped the application. To check if the comment is in the table storage, we just go to our Server Explorer here, go to Windows Azure Storage. It's a development environment, and then we look for the tables. And in the tables, we look for the comment entity again, and we just double-click that, and now it's loading, and we'll see that, hey, cool, okay, that was easy, is the last comment that was entered, so we are all set there. Let's also check the SQL again, just to make sure that it was stored there correctly too. So we run the query here, execute this query, and we see that actually it's already down there, so I don't even need to do that. Okay, that was easy. The comment is also in our SQL database. Now you have seen how easy it is to get these simple examples to work. It's only the three steps that we went through. Another good news here is that we have a PHP toolkit coming very soon. So the development is basically finished, and we just need to put it up on CodePlex. If you're interested, just look for it on CodePlex, or send me an email, and I can let you know what the status is and where to find it. Another very interesting news is that we have a reference application up on Facebook that you or any Facebook user actually can use to create their own polls. And this Cloud Poll application, what we call it, is hosted in Windows Azure, and it allows you to create your own polls, to see the results of the polls, and so on. The example that is out here that you see is from Outback, and Outback is actually hosting every week a poll on Facebook using our Cloud Poll application. And the Cloud Poll application in turn is based on the Windows Azure toolkit for Facebook. So the bit.ly link is just Cloud Poll. You see it here. So you're welcome to use this for your own polls and kind of play around with it and create your polls and let your friends join in. And with this, I'll wrap up the screencast, and I hope you have fun and enjoy.